A special guest. Typically, we don't have Ron Robinson, the commissioner of the WHL, with us, but on this occasion, we do. I knew that Ron was in the house here tonight, all part of a presentation as Dr. Bobbin received the WHL Distinguished Service Award. He's presented that on the ice surface by General Manager Bruce Hamilton and WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson. Ron, nice to see you. Welcome back to Kelowna.
Great to be here, Reagan. Thanks so much for having me.
It's amazing. We were talking off the air just about the fact that you started your job as Commissioner of the WHL November the 10th of 2000. I remember when that was announced. Does it seem like a long time ago?
Well, the years go by real quickly, that's for sure. It just feels like it's a bit of a blur, quite honestly, because it's been a lot of fun. It's been great to be associated with this great league and so many great teams, and I've had a lot of fun doing it.
You know, it's crazy, Ron. I remember Deb DeLay. He was the first commissioner of the WHL, and when he came on board, and then you took over from Dev, I guess, did you know what you were getting into when you took over the post?
Well, I knew Ed Chenoweth very well, of course, for over the years, and having worked with Hockey Canada for close to 20 years before coming to the Western League, I knew a lot about the Canadian Hockey League and the Western Hockey League. And, of course, growing up in Saskatchewan, you always know everything about those teams out there. So, no, I was pretty familiar with the league and had the advantage, of course, of working nationally before. But it was great to come back to this league and work with so many people that I knew and the communities that I was so familiar with.
Yeah, Ron, it's interesting. I still have the archived audio of you standing up at Pacific Coliseum in 2002 and announcing that the Kelowna Rockets were awarded to host the 2004. At that time, it was the MasterCard Memorial Cup. That was a cool day for me, for the Rocket organization. Do you remember that? And just, you know, the fact that it all came down, it was a real tight race. I know that Ron Toigo, the Vancouver Giants, had a pretty strong bid that year, too.
Yeah, I remember because we announced it in Vancouver and the Giants didn't get it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very popular leaving the building. But I remember the people from Kelowna that were there very, very vividly. Of course, Bruce and Paul Mitchell. And you know, there was a great group of volunteers, Bill Winters and others. There were so many good people that were involved. I remember them jumping in the air when that announcement was made. It was we've done it differently each time when we've announced a Memorial Cup host, and that was one of the most memorable ones for sure.
Yeah, Kamloops gets it this year. And do you like what are your thoughts about, do you like the way it's now selected? It's a bit of a different process on the host team being selected. It used to be the different governors, the WHL, used to vote upon it, but now it's a different scenario. Do you like that better, or a bit of a change is okay?
It's evolved to a point now where with the level of sponsorship and broadcast involvement at the national level to provide some real consistency across the country, we felt it was necessary to move in this direction. I don't think it takes away at all from the essence of what it's all about, and that's selecting the right community at the right time. And Kamloops will do a very, very good job. Kelowna obviously has such a track record here, but when you look at Kamloops and all the various expectations that we had for them, they've done a real good job. Things are going to be in real good shape, and it'll be an excellent event.
Yeah, the voice you're listening to, Ron Robinson, Commissioner of the WHL. Over your time, and this is your 23rd year, your 23 years here in the WHL, I wanted to talk about relocation. Relocation, you had what? You had Chilliwack going to Victoria. You had Kootenay going to Winnipeg. Are those the two that stand out for you?
When I came in, there was 18 teams, and we now have 22. And I think you can make the argument that we probably went a little too far in expanding, but we acquired some great markets. Both Victoria and Edmonton have been tremendous markets for us, and I think it was really important when you think about it this way. It's one thing in BC, of course, to have the island represented, and then when you look at Alberta, Red Deer was our furthest north franchise, and so we really, I think it was important to have presence in northern Alberta with Edmonton, and I think from that standpoint, we kind of looked at what markets we needed to be in and where we needed to grow into, and it's put pressure on the talent pool for sure, but at the same time, I think it's been really good in terms of taking WHL hockey to more centers throughout not only Western Canada, but the U.S. as well.
Yeah, there's been so many obstacles that you've had to overcome over the course of your time as commissioner. Of course, the COVID season was one. Do you look back at that, and are you pleased with as well you were able to negotiate through that, those uncharted waters, if you want to put it that way?
Well, I must say, first of all, that I'm fortunate because I've had literally one chairman in the entire time, and that's been Bruce Hamilton, of course, the Rockets. And other than my 23 years, I think there's 3 years when Ed Chenoweth was chairman of the board. Bruce stepped back for a while there, but there's been real continuity. The ownership have been very, very supportive, very understanding. They realized through the COVID period that we had a commitment to the players to deliver on their development, and credit to the owners. You can imagine how difficult that was when there was no spectators in the building and no revenue coming into the clubs, and that was a very difficult time. And we're in year two of, a 3 or 4 year recovery period here right now.
Yeah.
And it's good to see fans coming back. It's great to see that level of support. It's a great product. You look at the players we have in our league today, the skill level that they have and the kind of show that they put on. It's a wonderful on-ice product. And I think we're well positioned, but it's going to take some time to get everybody back in the building to the levels we're satisfied with.
Yeah, Ron Robinson, commissioner of the WHL, joins us here in the intermission. Is there something that you have really seen a massive improvement in over your tenure?
Well, I think a few things. I would say, first of all, the creation of the U.S. division really solidified the Western Conference. So to have five teams in B.C. and five teams in the U.S.
Right.
really got us to a level I think was really important in the U.S. for sure. I think the standards that we brought in to the league, both in the facility improvements, we've had hundreds of millions of dollars of improvements throughout the league. Not only to help for player safety wise with our boards and glass, we were the first league outside the National Hockey League in North America to do that. Our lighting standards now, of course, broadcast standards in the buildings, our partnership with radio. I think when you look at it, it's been some tremendous growth there for sure. And we're in a new age, of course, with social media and streaming and all the rest of it. But I would say those two things, just our market position throughout Western Canada, the U.S., combined with a really good standard of production of a game. And of course, the last thing would be, I think, the quality of play just continues to improve. And that's a credit to our teams and the great work that each of our teams do and their coaching staffs in developing these young players.
You've had to bring the hammer down a couple of times too, right? That's something you don't want to do, but you've had to make some bold decisions with a couple of scenarios. I mean, you can look down in Portland and what you had to do there with sanction imposed upon that franchise. There's some tough decisions to make, right? And you have to, again, sometimes you have to put the fist down, something you don't want to do, but it's part of the job.
Yeah, it's not easy at any time. Of course, those situations, what you do is you try to make sure the teams understand what the rules and regulations are and they don't cross that line, so we don't have to have those conversations.
Yeah.
But, for the most part, our teams have been outstanding. There's been no issue. Any time we have a regulation or we have a new expectation of the team, they respond very well. Talk about the facility improvements to just the whole player experience, the fan experience. I think, Reagan, you've been around the league a long time. You understand how things have changed
when
you go into other buildings and you see right here in front of you every night in Kelowna. But, there's been a lot of changes, I think, that really have addressed the player experience. It's a scholarship program is by far the most extensive in North America. I mean, you look at the quality of the player's experience, which is most important to all of us. I don't think there's a league like it that delivers what we deliver for the players.
What did you think of the WHL trade deadline? This year there was a lot of first-round prospect picks that were dealt away or acquired for marquee players. Do you see us potentially going to what the Ontario Hockey League does with their first-round prospect picks, per se?
Not immediately. It's something we're going to discuss. This is something that the league sets regulations and some parameters, if you will, as to what the trade regulations are. But at the end of the day, the teams ultimately set the market for the trades. And this year was, a bit of an anomaly because of the fact that there's always an awful lot of pressure, as you well know, on the host team to do what it needs to do to be in a competitive position to host the Memorial Cup. And the Kamloops Blazers were exactly in that position. So I don't think there's any blame or any responsibility that's attached to it. They just have to do what they have to do. And consequently, that plus the combination of today, that it just seems like the draft picks are the commodity that everybody's using, and we think that's better than trading players for sure. And I think as a result, that the numbers get a little higher than what we expected. It was certainly a much more active trade deadline than we anticipated.
Yeah, Connor Bedard, the Connor Bedard factor in I want to call it our league because I've been a part of this league. I like to call it ours. I like to acquire it too because I'm proud of the WHL, and it's the WHL has put bread on my table, you know, to a certain degree, right? Like it all branches out when you really look at the big picture here. But the Connor Bedard factor, what has that done for the league to have a marquee player like that, and the fact that he's been able to he's been basically able to be spread across the entire WHL with some big ticket sales and, you know, wanting to watch this marquee player?
Well, you know, you can't stop talking about this young man. He's an incredible young hockey player, and every time, you know, another season comes along or event like a World Junior comes along, he just keeps raising the bar and performing at levels we are just marvel at. I don't think there's ever been a player in our league. In fact, I know there hasn't been a player in our league, and we're almost, you know, we're closing in almost in 60 years of existence in the Western Hockey League, and there's never been a player like this that's captured the interest and attention of our fan base. You know, we're selling out buildings now that you saw the trip through BC. All five centers were sold out. That's happening now throughout the league every night, and consequently, we've never seen, as much as you've got, you know, you think about the great players that have come through this league, and you just step back for a minute. This is quite a phenomenon, and boy, he's really got people excited, and you know, we just can't wait to watch him every night in the Western Hockey League.
Are you excited about the NHL draft coming up, considering the WHL will be basically, they'll be showcased as one of the massive developers of future talent, right?
Well, when you look at it, there's a lot of attention around Connor Bedard, and it's all deserved, yeah. Absolutely, but you got to look beyond that and look at the talent that we've got eligible for this year's draft. Just look no further than the prospects game,
sure.
Where literally half of the players, 19 of the players selected, are from the Western Hockey League. So consequently, we're very, very excited about this year's draft. We've got some great young talent. We knew that coming up, and there's even another great age group coming up behind them. So yeah. We're really excited about the young talent in the league. Quite frankly, I don't recall in recent memory anyway, this would be close to this in the past.
Yeah, last question for you is, again, this is your 23rd year at the helm as commissioner of the WHL, and I don't know what the future holds for you, but if you had to ride out into the sunset, I guess what legacy would you like to leave? What would you want people to know most about your time as commissioner of the WHL? What stamp do you want to leave?
Well, I think when I came into the league really prided itself on making sure everybody has a chance to win this league championship and the Memorial Cup. And when you look back, although Edmonton won last year, a large market, two previous seasons were Prince Albert and Swift Current. And so you get excited about the fact that everybody's got a chance, and I think that's the competitive balance in the league and making sure we have sustainability. And I think number one job right now is to make sure that we can all get through COVID and we can preserve the 22 franchises we have and we maintain the competitive balance. And, you know, everybody's talking about you know, Seattle this year and Portland and the Western, as you know, out here in the Western Conference, and they went out in the East Division, and it wasn't an easy ride for them, you know, at the end of the day. So it's great to see that we've got you know, a very competitive league and everybody's got an opportunity to win.
Ron, appreciate it. Again, nice to visit with you here in the intermission. Again, congratulations on year number 23, and we don't get a chance to talk to you often, but again, appreciate the visit here tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Reagan, and thank you for your loyalty and support for the league over the years, and you've been here a lot longer than I am, so when I have a real history lesson, I'll come back and talk to you for sure.
There we go.
Thank you.
Ron Robinson, again, the commissioner of the Western Hockey League. We'll take a break. It's the home of the Rockets, 104.7 The Lizard.